Gethsemane. He shed great drops of agony. He prayed, Father, if it be thy will, let this bitter cup pass from me. But it was God's will for him to go and die on Calvary. The pain that he bore, the blood that he shed was for me. That day at Calvary,
that day at Calvary,
it changed my history.
It changed my history.
It gave me a new outlook on life. Now I can conquer the sin and the strife the devil throws.
The devil throws
while
at me.
On this journey.
While on this journey. Oh, what a change happened that day at Calvary.
Back when my life was still hell and sin's bondage, I had a great fear of things that I couldn't understand. But when I came to know the fabulous love of Jesus, he banished my fears and firmly took hold of my hand. That day at Calvary, it changed my history.
It changed my history.
It gave me a new outlook on life. Now I can conquer the sin and the strife the devil throws.
The devil throws
while on this journey.
While on this journey.
Oh, what a change happened that day.
Cathedrals and that day at Calvary, and we're going to be talking about that day at Calvary and celebrating the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ today. And time for the official start of the show. And welcome, Terry. It's
going
to be great doing a show with
my wife
again. My name is Frank Crane, and this is this is my wife, Terry Lynn Crane. My broadcast name was Frank Crabtree. Crane was too kind of bland and normal. So I changed it to Crabtree because I figured everybody, you know, would remember a Crabtree, but they'd never remember a crane. So these two cranes are about to go ahead and worship together tonight.
Okay, that sounds good to me.
Here's the Hoppers, Yahweh.
Jehovah the great, God of Abraham, who's dying, dying for our sin, dying for our sin. Yahweh, Jesus is buried.
And Yahweh, 7:36, and welcome everybody. Here's Kelly Mooney and Hallelujah.
A crown of thorns placed on his head. He knew that he would soon be dead. He said, "Did you forget me, Father? Did you?" to bless the slain with oil and spice anointing. Hallelujah. But as they went to move the stone, they saw that they were not alone. For Jesus Christ has risen. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, oh, hallelujah. Oh, oh, hallelujah. Oh,
oh, isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Yeah. Kelly Mooney, she wrote the lyrics for this particular version of Hallelujah.
I didn't realize she was the author of that.
She's of these particular lyrics.
Yes, the Easter lyrics. I did not know that. It's beautiful. I've heard it.
Well,
sung many
times. I'll tell you who I have to give credit to, and that's Jane Whitus.
Put
that on my page.
Well, thank you, Jane.
And said, Frank, have you ever listened to this? And as of that day, I hadn't. So I listened to it, and I said, Frank must go and buy this now immediately. I went over to Amazon Music and purchased it, downloaded it, and inserted that into the show. And I sat there and listened to the whole thing, got chills, just listening to the words of the song as it replayed the events of this whole weekend, you know, from Good Friday right on through Resurrection Sunday, you know. So.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I would love to give some shout-outs.
You can't. There's no shout-outs allowed during the Easter show,
uh-huh.
except right now. I'm teasing you.
Okay.
You should have seen the look I got. I would be a dead man.
Uh-oh. No.
Well, go ahead, sweetheart.
Anyway, I want to thank Duetta Merritt and Stephanie Preston for sharing our broadcast on their Facebook
also
pages.
Also, Sue Estes.
And Sue Estes, yes. Hey, Sue. And Sue Estes is in
Eubank,
yeah. Kentucky.
Sue and Don Estes listening.
Yes, yeah. And they're listening. We love you.
Yes.
And Duetta Merritt's in Somerset, Kentucky. And Stephanie Preston is in Clinton, Mississippi.
Yes.
And we appreciate y'all so much. And we
God
also
bless y'all.
Have,
thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank you. We also have over in Tarpon Springs, Florida,
right.
a friend of mine, Linda Magnell. Hey, Linda.
Hey, Linda.
Great to have you. And also in Somerset, Kentucky, we have Sue Pointer.
Hey, Sue.
Sue, thank y'all. Happy Easter to y'all. And we'll continue.
Here's Brian Free and Assurance. Crown of Thorns.
It should have been a kingly crown. With gold and diamonds all around, the precious bride with jewels adorned, instead he wore my crown of thorns.
The poets rhymed and not express the depth of my unworthiness, nor could the songs of seraphim convey my praise and love for him. He wore my crown of thorns and died upon my cross. They pierced his side.
Is like a rose whose beauty shines
Crown of Thorns. Here's the Crab Family. The Cross.
It's a symbol that's been used so frequently. Many blaspheme and despise, though it's ancient in a bind. A shrine to death that stands for life to me. There was a cross made for the Son of God at Calvary. Rough timber on a hill. Through his hands and through his feet, he took the nails for you.
That's the Crab Family and the Cross. It's 7:51. We're going to try and be with you until about 9 o'clock tonight, weather permitting and geezer permitting.
So it was storming pretty good.
Well, it was storming very well.
I think 9 o'clock, though, is supposed to really kick in, so maybe we can get most of it in at least.
Well, we're going to put it in God's hands, and he'll let us get in whatever he feels we need to get in.
There you go.
And the rest of it doesn't matter, because
no matter what we do. That's right.
Yeah, there you go.
I have some more shout-outs.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to give a shout-out to Mary Kay Hudspeth over in Dallas, Texas. Mary Kay, thank you. She's one of my horsey friends.
Okay.
And let's see, we have Jan Wilson over in Somerset. Kentucky.
Hey, Jan.
Thank you, Jan. And we have Kim Hocott, a friend of mine, Kim Jeffries. I knew her as over in Fairfield Bay, Arkansas. We were friends from way back in high school.
Oh, wow.
And it's so great to have her with us. We're so tickled. Thank you so much for tuning in,
Kim.
And she's a wonderful artist. She did a beautiful interpretation of Jesus on the cross, looking up at Jesus with a dove flying off. It's just
It's
beautiful. I'll show it to you in a little while. But anyway, thank you so much. And we're going to the next.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, speaking of Jan Wilson, she goes to church with the bass singer from this group, from Legacy 5, and so does Sue Lockhart. Sue had posted this song and tagged me in it last week. I listened to it. It gave me goosebumps, and I did a little eye sweating, too. Here's Legacy 5.
What kind of man?
I am Barabbas, a rebel, a prisoner. Death was the sentence for me. Led before Pilate, I stood there beside him, this man some were calling a king. And as the crowd shouted, crucify him, the soldiers let me go free.
What kind of man, guilty of nothing, would suffer the shame and disgrace? Hang on a cross, despised and and willing to die in my place. At Calvary,
for someone like me, my name is Thomas. For 3 years I followed, I saw every wonder and sign. They say he has risen, that his grave is empty, but I just can't believe he's alive. Now standing before me, Jesus shows me the scars in his hands and his side.
What kind of man embraces a doubter, lovingly drawing me near? I don't have to wonder if I've been accepted. He settled the worry and fear. At Calvary, for someone like me,
my name is Peter. I knew him and loved him, but oh, how I failed him that night. I promised Jesus that I'd never leave him. I'd willingly lay down my life. But there at his trial, I stood by the fire.
Someone like
man bleeds for the worthless and saves him whatever it takes.
What kind of man would rescue the sinner and offer amazing grace at Calvary? At Calvary for someone like me. For someone like me.
Then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him away. And he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him and two other with him, on either side one, and Jesus in the midst. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. This title then read many of the Jews, for the place where Jesus was crucified was nigh to the city, and it was written in Hebrew and Greek and Latin. Then said the chief priests of the Jews to Pilate, Write not the King of the Jews, but that he said, I am King of the Jews. Pilate answered, What I have written, I have written. Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts, to every soldier a part, and also his coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. They said therefore among themselves, Let us not rend it, but cast lots for it, whose it shall be. That the scripture might be fulfilled, which saith, They parted my raiment among them, and for my vesture they did cast lots. These things therefore the soldiers did. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother, and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour that disciple took her unto his own home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar, and put it upon hyssop, and put it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, It is finished. And he bowed his head, and gave up the ghost. The Jews therefore, because it was the preparation, that the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was an high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken, and that they might be taken away. Then came the soldiers and brake the legs of the first and of the other which was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. And he that saw it bare record, and his record is true. And he knoweth that he saith true, that ye might believe. For these things were done, that the scripture should be fulfilled, A bone of him shall not be broken. And again another scripture saith, They shall look on him whom they pierced.
The night was so different from all the rest. And the silence covers the earth. The stars have no glimmer. The moon tries to hide. For in death lies the man of their birth. In a room filled with sorrow, a mother cries for Jesus, her son now. Heartbroken.
she feels all alone. At the feet of his mother, a little boy cries, saying, "Mama, I don't understand." I remember the look of love in his eyes that I saw when he touched my hand. The King of all ages, the giver of life, for a moment I sighed and still but a power sent from heaven comes breaking the night, and death must bow to its will. Then a stone moves, the earth shakes,
the Gaither Vocal Band and the Night Before Easter. And you want to do a couple more shout outs, Terry? Yes. Or do you want me to play some more music?
Well, I'm going to go
ahead with the
I was just going through the list now. I can give a shout out to a few more people
and
here.
some big God bless yous too.
Yes, yeah. Jack and Deesha Bish over in Millington, Tennessee.
Hey guys.
Hey Jack and Deesha. Great to have you.
Absolutely.
And Alicia McCarty in Jacksonville, Florida.
Hey, Alicia. God
hey,
bless
Alicia.
You. Thank
great
you so
to
much
have
for
you.
In.
Yeah. We have Grace Gardeel in Moundsville, West Virginia.
Yes.
Hey, Grace.
Hey, Grace.
So good to have you. Cindy Spencer in Cordova, Tennessee.
Hey
Cindy. Great to have you. And we have Mary Ann Wynn in Pensacola, Florida.
Yes.
And we have more shout outs coming up.
Here's Dallas Home. Life's a gift.
Go ahead, drive the nails in my hands. Where you stand, go ahead and say it isn't me. The day will come when you will see. Yes, I'll rise.
go ahead and mock my name, my love for you is still the same. Go ahead and bury me, but very soon I will be free, 'cause I'll rise again. Ain't no power on earth can tie me down. Yes, I'll rise again. Death can't keep me in the ground. Go ahead and say I'm never wrong, but you will see that you were wrong. Go ahead, try.
In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you.
Dead and gone. The God. was time. She knew it was true. She watched him die too. She'd heard them call him just a man. Oh, but deep in her heart, she knew from the start.
Song by Ernie Haas and Signature Sound, Then Came the Morning. Wasn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Truth. Here's Airline.
And He's Alive.
Once I went walking down a long lonely road, I thought I had no one who would share my heavy load. Then my mind went soaring back to a place I had never been, and I realized that I was standing at the foot of my king. There were three lonely crosses on a hillside that day, and as I looked at my Savior, I cried, Lord, take me away. There was blood flowing down, and thorns pierced his head, but he cried, Father, forgive, and then my Savior was dead. Well, I stood there in silence, thinking, Lord, how can this be? That your beloved son, he gave his life just for me. child, lift up your head, for the one that you see hanging there, well, Jesus, he's not dead.
H-E-I-R-L-I-N-E, like heir to the throne.
Yeah, that's
and
so
he's
neat.
Alive. I purchased that song about 4 years ago. In fact, I was listening to an Easter gospel show we did 4 years ago while I was taking a shower today. And that song was in there, and it went all over me again. I'm so tickled that Barry Flatt had posted that. Barry sings with the Southern Harmony Quartet.
Oh, yeah.
He's
beautiful.
The bass singer.
Yes,
and he posted that on
voice.
His page 4 years ago, and I listened to it. And I bought it, you know. So the Lord uses different people in my life to spur me on to do things and to, you know, find the right songs. And in fact, one of those people just tuned in right now.
Would that be Suzanne and Roddy?
Suzanne Boston, yeah.
Yes. Hey, y'all, over in Boyd, Texas.
Boyd, Texas, yeah.
Welcome.
Welcome. God bless you both.
And I want to also welcome Barb Pelly over in Dunnville, Kentucky.
Hey, Barb.
And Sean Tate in California.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, Sean.
God bless you.
And we have Pam Belcher and Tom Joyce listening over in San Antonio, Texas.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, guys.
And let's see. We have Rhiannon Connor. Hey, Rhiannon.
Hey.
And she's in Bloomington, Indiana.
Okay.
Hey. And let's see. We have Jennifer Brewster.
Hey, Jennifer Brewster
over
from
in
Somerset. Yeah.
And Joseph Johnson in New York.
Hey, Joseph.
Great to have y'all. Thank you for worshiping with us.
Now, speaking of Suzanne Boston, I had posted a song the other day, the lyrics to a song. And I said, if you guys have a song that has blessed you, and you would like to go ahead and post it, go ahead and put the lyrics down there. Well, Suzanne Boston put the lyrics to this song. Then I went over and I listened to this song. And then I purchased this song. Then I downloaded this song, and I had it in here, ready to play it. And who tunes in?
I know.
Suzanne Boston. Thank you, Suzanne, so much for suggesting this song. It's Karen Peck and New River, and his tomb wasn't empty. Listen to the words to this, folks.
Door of the tomb where they laid my Savior on that dark afternoon. And no one believed they'd ever see him again. But his work wasn't
Hey, we got to do a couple more shout outs.
Yes, we do. I've got to give a big shout out to Lori Wines. Hey, Lori.
Hey, Lori.
She is in West Vancouver, BC, Canada. Hey, great to have you.
Yeah,
Lori.
God bless you, Lori.
She is
precious, and her posts are inspiring, inspirational posts.
They really are.
We love you, Lori.
We sure do. And another person we love is Patricia Howell over in Pikeville,
yes,
Kentucky.
Yes, haven't heard from her in a long time.
Hey, it's so good to have
you. God bless you, Patricia.
Yes. And let me see if I've missed anybody. I want to make sure that Marianne Wynn has gotten her shout out over in Pensacola, Florida.
Yeah.
And also Mary Kay Hudspeth over in Dallas, Texas. I just wanted to make sure they heard their shout out too. Stephanie Preston, she said hers had blacked out about the time we said to
her. She is worth two shout outs.
Absolutely.
God bless
we
you,
love
Stephanie.
Her, Steph.
Yeah,
we love
do.
Stephanie, and yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing the broadcast on your Facebook page, and she's in Clinton, Mississippi. Thank you so much, Stephanie.
Stormy weather down there.
It is.
And guys,
great.
I put a lot of hearts on comments, and I want you to know that I love each and every one of you. I love your comments. I love your participation in the shows. Anytime you put a comment, I'm going to put a big heart on there. Okay, so you guys know what I'm about, you know, because you guys are what you guys bless me. And when I have the ability and the strength to do what I love, and that's radio, and then to do radio and praise God on Easter Sunday, and you guys tune in, it is blessing my old geezer heart all over the place. Okay. Here's Jason Crabb with a little help from Sonia Isaacs and Becky Isaacs, and one of the most beautiful versions of Who Am I that I've ever heard.
Oh, beautiful song.
When I think of how he came so far from glory, came and dwelt among the lonely, such as I, to suffer pain and such disgrace. On Mount Calvary, he take my place. So I ask myself this question: who am I? Will you make welcome the eyes of Sonia and Becky? I'm reminded of his words. I'll leave you never. How many is thankful for that? And just be true, I give to you life forever.
forever and forever. I wonder what I could have done to deserve God's only son to fight my battles until
the Isaacs, Sonia and Becky, Sonia Isaacs, Yuri and Becky Isaacs, Bowman, and Who Am I, and a beautiful job of that. The lyrics that I had posted the other day was from one of my favorite gospel songs that kind of really epitomizes Easter for me. In fact, Terry, I was going around the house, and you didn't know it, but I was humming this song. And then I was down here in the radio studio putting a show together, and I was singing this song. And then finally, I just went ahead and incorporated the song and put it into the Easter show. Because to me, it really talks about the agape love and all the unconditional love that was given to mankind when the Son of God came down here and died for all of our sins. And paid such a price. It's by Elvis Presley, written by Dottie Rambo. It's called If That Isn't Love.
He left the splendor of heaven, knowing his destiny was the lonely hill of Golgotha, there to lay down his life for me. And if that remember the thief hanging by his side. And he spoke of love and compassion, and he took him to paradise. And if that is a girl, well, the ocean is dry.
J.D. Sumner and the Stamps, For God So Loved. 8:39, and I hope everybody... Stamps, For God So Loved. 8:39, and I hope everybody's getting a blessing from the music. I know I am, and I hope everybody else is too.
Me too.
Good.
Thank you.
It's good to have you with me.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am.
I've got to give a big shout out to Barry Martindale over in Atoka, Tennessee. He went to my alma mater.
Oh,
Raleigh,
Atoka.
Egypt. Hey, very nice to have you.
Hey, Barry.
Yeah. And we have Bonnie and Bill Pettigrew in Zachary, Louisiana. Hey,
exactly.
Y'all.
Zachary.
Zachary, Louisiana.
Exactly.
And over, right. Yeah. Exactly. That was bad.
Oh, that was terrible.
That was really bad.
Bill Pettigrew is groaning all over the place right now.
And Ellie, I can't pronounce the whole name, so I'm going to call you Ellie, if that's all right. Olap, and she's in the Philippines.
Hey, Ellie.
Hey.
God bless
great
you.
To
Thank
have
you so much
you.
For tuning in.
And we have Charles Smithers in Liberty, Kentucky.
Hey,
Charles. Great to have you.
Absolutely.
And Patty Utley in Bocas, Texas. Isn't that a cute
I love
Bo.
These names.
Like Bo, B-E-A-U, Bo Kiss, like a kiss of Bo.
Uh-huh.
Texas. Hey,
Bo
Patty.
Kiss, Texas.
Yeah.
Hey, Patty.
And Judy Emerson over in Liberty, Kentucky. Great to have
wow.
you. And over in Lakeland, Florida, we have Susan Needham. Hey, Susan.
Hey, Susan.
Great to have you. And Trisha and Tommy Rowland in Oakland, Tennessee.
Wow.
Hey, Trisha and
hey,
Tommy.
Guys.
And Ruth Malone, my good friend over in Millington, Tennessee. She was my partner in crime in high school. We appreciate you so much.
Well, your sins have been forgiven.
Oh, yeah, I think so. And Betsy Piawana over in Eads, Tennessee. Hey, Betsy.
Hey, Betsy.
And more shout outs coming up.
Here's the Happy Goodmans, the greatest love story.
Salvation in a far and distant land. Two rusty nails pierced two precious hands. There a man named Jesus for silver was sold on an old written in blood.
time has surrendered and earth is no more, I'll still cling to the old rugged cross.
I believe that this life with its great mysteries, surely someday will come to an end. Oh, but faith will conquer the darkness and death, and will lead me at last to my friend.
I believe that the Christ who was slain has the power to change lives today. For he changed me completely. A new life is mine. That is why by the cross I will stay.
I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary. I believe whatever the cost. And when time has surrendered and earth is no more, I'll still cling to the old rugged cross. I'll still cling to the old rugged cross.
The Booth Brothers, I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary.
Beautiful.
Yeah, gorgeous. Yeah.
Oh, and I've got some shout-outs.
Yes, ma'am.
Over in Memphis, Tennessee, we have Mitty Halfacre.
Hey, Mitty.
Johnny.
God
hey,
bless you. Thank
y'all.
You so much for tuning
so
in.
So great to have you. And Barb Pelly in Dunnville, Kentucky.
Barb
hey, Barb.
Pelly, yeah.
She just got here a little while ago. And
she's doing much better since she had her heart
is,
surgery,
She is, and
by
we're so thankful, yes. Barb. That's wonderful.
Absolutely.
And we have William Griffin III over in Jackson, Mississippi. Thank you so much for tuning
Thank
in.
Thank you, William.
We
yeah.
sure appreciate it. God bless.
God bless you. Here's Gold City. It's still the cross. After Gold City, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer.
Conservative or liberal, however they're defined. It's not about interpretation or the judgment of the mind. It's the opposite of politics, power or prestige. It's about a simple message, whether we believe. Still the cross,
it's still the blood of Calvary
that cleanses sin
and sets the captive free. It's still the
justify sweet subtle lies that are wrapped in noble deeds. We can alter our convictions to adapt to social whims, but we cannot change the gospel or the truth contained within. It's still
City, it's still the cross, 8:53, and we're going to pause and have a little prayer. There's a lot of needs out there tonight for individuals, for our nation, for our world, as we go now to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we want to first thank you for the greatest gift ever given to mankind. That was your Son, who suffered while being crucified, died, and then rose again from the dead to pay our sin debt so that we may experience eternal life. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. Lord, on this Resurrection Sunday, we ask you to bless the healthcare workers on the front line of battle with the COVID-19 virus. Also, Father, please bless and protect all those who are delivering food and supplies so that shelves may be restocked. Bless and protect those working in the stores, putting themselves in the line of fire during this quarantine. Also, Heavenly Father, we are asking you to lead, guide, and direct President Trump and his cabinet, and praying they'll be receptive to your direction. We pray for a hedge of protection around him, his cabinet, and his family, Father. We pray for our troops around the world. We pray for his coronavirus task force and pray for elimination of the coronavirus. Father, we pray that during this time of quarantine, that it be a time that we use to renew and strengthen our personal relationships with each other and strengthen our faith and relationship with you, Father. Heavenly Father, we lift up these names before your throne. Some will need strength and healing, others peace and comfort. Father, you know their needs. Father, we're praying for the people in Mississippi who were affected by tornadoes today, several injuries and fatalities, Father. Provide comfort and peace to those that need it. Let them feel your presence, Heavenly Father. Provide strength and healing to those who need it, Lord. Heavenly Father, we're praying for Tom Joyce. We're praying for strength and healing for him. We're praying for the granddaughter of Jane Whitus, Maria Kay. Heavenly Father, we're praying strength and healing for Jan Wilson, who's battling COPD, emphysema, and heart issues. Strength and healing for Shana Goggins' husband, Ray, who's battling cancer right now. We're praying for strength and healing for Vivian Scott's daughter, Danielle. Strength and healing for Rich King, Father. Strength and healing for Amy Alexander, who has several lung issues going on. Heavenly Father, we're praying for strength and healing of Sherry Tuttle, who has been in a battle with cancer for quite some time. Also, Rush Limbaugh. We're praying for strength and healing for Kathy Mosley's husband, Gary. We're praying for strength and healing for Misty kind of. We're praying for strength and healing for Sharon Dalton's nephew, Zach. And also, Father, Kelly Dalton is definitely in your hands, Lord. We're praying for strength and healing for Kelly Dalton. We're praying for strength and healing for Beverly Spall Jasper and her sister. Also for Lisa Phelps' sister, Betty, Father. We're praying for strength and healing for Retha Morrow, who is battling colon cancer. Pastor Bill Hall Sr., who is also battling cancer. We're praying for strength and healing for little Kenzie Rourke. Strength and healing for Chloe Hargis, and peace and comfort for her. We're praying for strength and healing, Father, for Alexandria Henning, who is battling cancer. Eric Long, who is battling brain tumors that are cancerous. And we're praying for strength and healing for Shelby Reynolds, battling cancer. Janie Beam, and also Dwayne Gaines, who is battling kidney cancer right now, Father. We're praying for Linda Sewell, also in a battle with cancer, along with Tom Crow, battling cancer, and Olivia Newton-John. And Lord, we're lifting up the names of Claude Davis and his wife, Evelyn. We're praying for strength and healing for them. Also, we're praying for strength and healing for your precious prayer warriors, Sue and Don Estes, Father. We ask you to bless our listeners down in New South Wales, Australia. That's Jenna and Carl Wheeler. We pray for good health for them and a hedge of protection around that family, Father. They've been through so much. And all these things we ask in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Love. I claim the blood.
That's the Perrys, and I Claim the Blood. It's 9:02. I've gone over a little bit, but I think that's okay with everybody, I hope.
Yeah, and I want to give a few shout-outs.
Oh, absolutely. That's okay. Absolutely.
Our very own David Massey over in Burnside, Kentucky. Hey,
God
David.
God bless you, David. Thank you so
great
much
to
for tuning
have you.
In.
And
yes,
Dale
indeed,
Roach over in Anvil, Kentucky. Hey,
Dale.
Great to have you. Want to make sure that Jack and Deisha Bish got their shout-out over
absolutely.
In Millington, Tennessee.
God bless you both.
Great. And Roger Weaver in Clemson, South Carolina. Thank you, Roger. And I wanted to also mention Rita Bishop,
yes,
Denise
down
Kidd,
in Somerset.
And Joan Noble, who also had liked your page, and I wanted to make sure
oh, yeah, Joan.
I gave them
yeah.
a shout-out, too. Yeah,
she's precious.
Appreciate
yeah.
you
thank you,
so
Joan.
Much.
God bless you.
Thank you
so much for tuning in. Going to go out. Had to clear my throat real quick. They're going out with a song tonight of this artist who is very dear to both of us. And she's a bluegrass artist and sings a lot of bluegrass gospel. Terry got to see her live in concert. And I wish Sharon Dalton would be listening right now.
Yes, Sharon
and Kelly.
Because yes.
they love her too.
I think
but
they're
this
her
is
biggest
one,
fans.
Oh, yeah, they
definitely.
Are.
Definitely.
Yeah. But this is one of the prettiest versions and of the old Rugged Cross that I've heard. And it takes me back to my childhood and my grandmother, paternal grandmother. Cora Cooper, and when we'd go to church and people would sing this song, The Old Rugged Cross, and it sounded very much like this from back in those days. And going to go out with that, and I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in tonight. It's been a blessing for me, and I know it's been a blessing
it
for
sure
you
has.
Too.
It sure has. Thank
Terry.
You all so much.
And a blessing to have my wife working
aww.
With me. Yeah, yeah.
It's
may,
wonderful
I
to
may,
have our
may
friends.
May have to have you back sometime.
You reckon?
Maybe.
Okay. Well, it's wonderful to have our friends worshiping with us.
Absolutely.
So many churches are closed right now, and we can't go
absolutely. So
there.
This was
so
just
this is great.
Great for everybody. Have, so yeah. everybody have a super evening, what's left of a wonderful week coming up. God bless each and every one of you, and thank you so much for tuning in on this Resurrection Sunday. Here's Rhonda Vincent.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. But I
trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged crown and exchange it someday for a crown.
Just the voices now.
Some I'll share. Thank you.